Chapter 11, I Do Some Sneaking. The dragon roared, the dragon rumbled, but it did not leave the cave. Snatching up Moongobble, I hurried back to the others. That was very brave, said the Rusty Knight. That was crazy, said Urk, but brave, and we had better not let his mother know about it. Never mind that, I said. How do we turn Moongobble back into himself? We wait, said Urk with a sigh. For how long? Asked the Rusty Knight. Urk shrugged his warty shoulders. It depends on the spell. Could be an hour, could be a week. There's no way to tell. We can't wait a whole week, I cried. Fozwad only gave Moongobble 3 days to bring him the acorns. Can you make the sun rise any faster by telling it you're in a hurry? Asked Urk. I shook my head. Then settle down and wait. If it takes too long, we'll go back to so your mother will not worry. Moongobble will have to deal with Fozwad on his own. But do you have a better idea? Asked Urk. If not, I'm going to take a nap. Wake me when Moongobble turns back into himself. He paused, then added, or if the dragon comes out of its cave. He closed his eyes. A minute later, he began to snore. I didn't know toads could snore, said the Rusty Knight. That toad does a lot of things toads aren't supposed to do, I muttered. Time went by. Now and then we heard a rumble from the cave, but the dragon did not come out. The Rusty Knight sat on a tree stump. He did not move, but he did not fall asleep either. He kept his sword on his knees, ready for action. I could not sit still. I paced around, feeling nervous and worried. What if Moongobble didn't turn back in time? What if he couldn't be a magician anymore? It got dark. The moon rose over the edge of the trees. As the moonlight fell on Moongobble, I heard a sound like tinkling bells. A moment later, he turned back into himself. Sorry about that, he said, brushing crumbs of cheese off his robe. Guess I still don't have that spell down right. Anything happen while I was cheesified? Not a thing, I said happily. I went to nudge Urk. Wake up, he's back. Urk jumped in surprise and his eyes flew open. Well, he said, looking at Moongobble, glad to see ya. Got any more brilliant ideas? Moongobble shook his head. Urk turned to the Rusty Knight. How about you? He yelled. How about glue? Asked the Rusty Knight, looking confused. You, bellowed Urk. Do you have any brilliant ideas? The Rusty Knight shook his head. We need to gather more information before I can have a brilliant idea. Brilliant, cried Urk. Information is just what we need. How do we get it? I asked. The Rusty Knight put a finger beside his nose. We must do some spying. Shall I sneak up on the dragon and see what I can learn? You can't sneak up on the dragon, said Urk. You couldn't sneak up on a tree. You make too much noise. I should do it. You can't sneak up on the cave, said the Rusty Knight. You don't have a sword. If the dragon sees you, what will you do? Hop away, said Urk. You can't hop that fast, I said. Then I took a deep breath and said, I should be the one to go. I can move very quietly. I can run the fastest, and I have a lot of sneaking practice. Before they could say no, I scooted away and started toward the cave. I did not go straight across the clearing. Instead, I slipped around the edge of it, staying just inside the ring of trees. I moved slowly. I moved silently. I was more afraid than I wanted to admit. At last, I reached the far side of the clearing. Dropping to my hands and knees, I crept toward the cave. Sharp pebbles dug into my hands, but I did not make a sound. An insect landed on my neck and began to bite me, but I did not make a sound. Near the mouth of the cave, I dropped flat onto my belly. Slowly, silently, I pulled myself forward. Soon I could peer around the rocky wall into the cave itself. I gasped in surprise.